live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I want to inquire about that. All right. Sorry. This is a comment again. Kira Phillips on CNN looks like a full-on... I mean, she looks like some full-on Spartacus sales clerk today. I don't know what that's all about, man. She's doing everything but wearing a dog collar. She's got this bizarre, weird rhinestone choking necklace thing going on. And then this, like, black leather jacket getup. It's almost... And it makes me wonder if she and Judy Woodruff and... I realize that this entire show is just devolving into a big Queer Eye episode, even as I say these words. But it makes me wonder if she and Judy Woodruff are sharing closets or something. Because it's a strikingly similar outfit to one that Judy Woodruff had on last week. The difference is that Judy Woodruff looks like, I don't know, like some sort of pressed meat product that's been folded into a human shape. Whereas Kira Phillips is kind of hot. And becomes more so when she dresses like a hoe. All right. Well, we'll ask... Well, I got Roop later. Yeah, well, that's Roop about that. He'll know these things. He can answer these questions for us. Hey, it's 3 minutes, 38 seconds after the hour 12, and this is the month of November in the year of our Lord, 2003. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Thank you for coming by. I hold in my hands, by the way, the best CD you're going to hear all month. The Dry County Crooks, out with their new CD, The One That Got Away. There was the CD release party this last weekend at Mount Tabor. We'll be playing some of that later on the set. We were just listening to it in the studio. It's good stuff. So, drycountycrooks.com. Check those guys out. Dry County Crooks, The One That Got Away. We have some copies of that we're going to give away later on as well. Guns N' Roses news this hour, as well as CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, who's going to be here to talk about three different things. A, the increasingly slut-like nature of Kira Phillips' outfits on CNN, which really can't be overlooked at this point. It's not something that we can just let slide. We got to talk about it. Secondly, they're apparently passing some... There's a vote or some law today to get rid of lap dancing, which seems wrong in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I mean, what are firefighters supposed to do? They get done, they've been fighting fires all day. What, are you supposed to go home and hang out with your wife? What is that? And of course, fires and burning and death and destruction and so forth. I got that. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be with us later on. Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Let me just say this. Did anybody hear Clyde's War of the Worlds sing this weekend?
Me.
That was the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
He worked really hard on it.
Hands down. I mean, it's the best radio Clyde's ever done. I mean, in his life. It's one of those... I always say that listening to Henry is like that for me. You know, it's like I listen to... On his best days, I listen to Phil Henry and I wonder why I even come to work. You listen to Henry just get on there and just do his thing. You talk about a guy that does it with three quarters of his brain left in a box at home somewhere. I mean, that guy, and he's still better than anything I could ever do on my best day. That's how listening to Ground Zero is sometimes. And I'm not just unnecessarily stroking Clyde here. You heard Clyde's War of the Worlds tribute this weekend. I mean, it was... He ought to play that again. He ought to play that every week. Or sell it, or make it available or something. That's just, I mean, it was just genius. Flat out brilliance. So we'll talk to Clyde Lewis about that. Today's top five, we're going to be taking you back to that magical year, 1985, today. It was on this week in 1985 that a small, insignificant product named Microsoft Windows was first available for purchase. We'll be taking you back to that golden era in American history when your computer would freeze up and crash for no reason. You'd be confronted with a blue screen that just came out of nowhere for reasons that couldn't really readily be explained or fixed or solved.
No, I didn't have any of those problems. I used Mac.
As we get the top five songs from today in 1985, we have a question for Jolie from the front desk for How Chicks Think. Hold on, where's my list? I actually do have a list here. Oh, and we got the new Limp Bizkit. That's the other thing I wanted to say. We got a copy of that new Limp Bizkit song, the cover of Behind Blue Eyes, which I think we can all agree is at least unnecessary and quite probably very bad. So we'll be playing that later on. Your phone calls as well. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. You can also email during the show with your comments, questions, clarifications, etc., so on and so forth. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. We're moments away from Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. Someone's taking the arms of my chair. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Yeah.
Rick Emerson, it must be new. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turned off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the pen. I'm stuck on I-5 and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, I got the traffic from Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's the radio gangster, and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it, the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it, the radio gangster.
Yeah.
It's not just news, it's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
An attorney for a Roseburg club owner convicted of putting on a live sex show has gone to the Oregon Supreme Court. Robert James says that the law in question is unconstitutional because it criminalizes the mere performance of otherwise legal behavior. Jones says the law seeks to punish people for a performance of things that they themselves are doing against the law. In a related case, an attorney for an Eastern Oregon club asked the court to overturn a local ordinance. It prohibits nude dancers from getting closer than 4 feet from customers. The cases pose a significant challenge to the Oregon Supreme Court. Assistant Attorney General Robert Atkinson says, when the framers of the Oregon Constitution wrote protections for free speech, they never intended to allow something like live sex shows.
Of course they did. They just couldn't. They wanted to. They couldn't do it at the time. If they'd been able to do it, they would have done it. All of this business about how, you know, the framers of the Constitution never thought about wanting an assault rifle. Well, of course they did. They just didn't have one. If you'd gone back and offered the framers of the Constitution assault rifles, they would have taken that action in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? If you'd gone back and said, what you got here is your Kalashnikov 47... it can kill scores of British in just 10 seconds. They totally would have taken that. Are you kidding me?
They had cannons and mortars and everything.
They couldn't have taken. Yeah, I mean,
if they had a couple of Uzis, man, things would have gone a lot quicker.
Constant harangue of the left that the framers didn't want assault rifles. Of course, they wanted assault rifles. They just. Just like I want one of those custom sex bots that hangs around the house, but it's like, I don't have one. But, you know, if I could get one, I'd take one right now. What was the point? What were we talking about? Sex clubs.
Yeah.
I lost the sex club. Oh, yeah, but, I mean, you can have sex, you can have a club, why can't you have a sex club? It's like prostitution. I will never understand why you cannot charge for something that you can legally give away. I mean, it's the only product on earth that you can give away, yet you're not allowed to charge for it.
You can charge for it as long as you film it.
No, but see, that's a bunch of... people have been trying that for years, but that doesn't work either, because then you could just claim, I'm making a porn film. But I don't think that... because if that was the case, then hookers would just film everything, and everybody would just walk. But I think that's what the law terms a transparent falsehood, I believe. I don't really... Speaking of porn films, though,
yes.
I'm probably the only person here that's watching Skin. On a regular basis, that show on Fox?
I think so, yeah.
Dude, you're missing out. Okay, they're going to start it, and this is the last time I'll lecture you about it. But especially, Max, you're a Ron Silver fan. It's got, I mean, it's just...
What night is it on, though?
It's on Mondays on Fox. I think they encore it on Fridays, but if not, I know they're going to do one of those things. See it from the very beginning.
Yeah.
One of those things where they play it.
Probably on FX.
Yeah.
They did with the OC, like, 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. Oh, the OC's coming back this week.
It was back last week.
Was it really? Is
mm-hmm.
it back now? Yeah, see, that's the thing I'm not watching. I wanted the. I'm just too behind. So no way. I'll have to wait till it goes into reruns this summer or whatever. But you got to be watching Skin, man. It's the greatest show. You know what it is? It's like milk duds for your head. It's like shoving cotton candy right into your brain. Oh, but it's so well done. And they're so blatant about the Romeo and Juliet thing. They don't even try to. There's this whole scene last night where they're at a big party and everything. It's just they don't even try to hide it. And this girl I know it's wrong to lust after young girls, but this girl who plays the daughter, though, I mean, he's just stunning. I mean, she's just unbelievably.
She over 18?
Probably.
Okay, then we forgive you.
She will be someday, you know. So I mean, so they're all legal eventually, my friend. But she's just stunning though. And Ron Silver though, he's just great. You remember he played one of Bartlett's re-election strategists in season 4, I think, of The West Wing. So it's good stuff. You got to check it out.
It's missing and it's radioactive. A gauge that contains radioactive material used in road construction was stolen from a truck yesterday morning. The Oregon Department of Human Services is looking for the gauge. It was stolen out of a red 1994 GMC pickup. It was parked in an apartment complex in Southwest. It stays in a heavy shielded case and is clearly marked with radiation symbols. The device is a Toxler model 3440 nuclear gauge and has two radiation sources. The device is used to measure moisture density, and it contains a radioactive material called Celsium-137. Naturally, they're afraid that some kids are going to find this thing.
What we're concerned about is for if the gauge gets abandoned and they find out they can't sell it, they dump it someplace, and then if kids find it and break into it, that's the main concern, is that if you get into where the source is,
yes,
then you can get burns from that.
You know, nowhere else in the country, only here and in Russia, is there a constant danger of children out playing and teenagers running across things that are nuclear or otherwise radioactive in nature and then walking off with it. That's not a thing that's a real problem in Iowa or even Florida, which is the nexus of all evil in the known universe.
So, kids, stay away from this Toxler model 3440 nuclear gauge, otherwise someday you'll father children who are joined at the head. Excite these twins. Then you'll regret it. There are better things to be tampering with.
Don't come running to me when you have conjoined children.
All right, what else do we have here?
No idea.
Washington residents voted in 1996 for Initiative 655 that bans hunters from using bait to hunt bears. But game wardens in the forests of western Washington say they're finding 5-gallon containers of bacon grease, donuts, peanut butter, and Twinkies. A Forest Service spokesman says it's sickening. If caught, violators face up to a year in jail for feeding the stuff to a bear and a $5,000 fine. Although it's impossible to estimate how much bear baiting is going on, it's still a big problem. Federal and state wildlife officials make about 10 arrests every year for bear baiting. Hunting is a growing sport in Washington. In 1996, the year the initiative passed, 1,300 bears were killed. Last year, 1,700.
I don't understand why can't you use bait to hunt bears? How are you supposed to find them?
It's illegal.
Otherwise? Yeah, okay, I understand it's illegal, but I mean, that's like saying you couldn't. It's like not letting you use bait to fish. I don't understand the difference. How are you supposed to get the bears to come to? Maybe they assume that you're bait.
Well, Twinkies is bad for a bear's health.
So's being shot at.
Bacon grease and donuts, peanut butter.
It seems like having some guy unload on you with a high-powered hunting rifle is probably not like the most swimming thing for your health either. Do they assume that just because if you're a human, that you're essentially made out of ham, and so is that why you can't use bait to catch a bear? Because you're bait enough or something? Or bears just phenomenally stupid and they won't... I mean, I don't know.
I've never hunted a bear or known anyone who shot one.
I don't know. Don't let any of this be mistaken for an indication that I care about this story at all, because I don't.
Well, a Houston man is dead after a freak accident involving a radio control model helicopter. It appears that Ronald Kyle had been doing flight maneuvers with one of those model helicopters when he turned the controls over to a student who owned the mini aircraft. Then the helicopter apparently went under out of control and ended up flying toward the two, and Kyle was struck in the throat area and killed by a flying helicopter.
That's an embarrassing. That's the most unmanly of ways to die.
Oh, I'll tell you about this. Microsoft announcing today it will discontinue using the Intel components in the future Xbox 2 video game systems. This time they entered an agreement with IBM that allow you to use IBM's processor technology in future Xbox products instead of the Intel.
There was actually a great show, I think it was on the Discovery Channel this weekend, all about Microsoft. It was this huge, thinly veiled infomercial. I mean, it wasn't actually an infomercial, but it was just this big wet kiss to Microsoft. But it was this whole hour about the development of the Xbox system and about all the machinations that have gone on inside the Microsoft Corporation to try to, you know, to create the Xbox and try to have the Xbox be the preeminent standalone. Is the Xbox kind of that? Is that sort of the toppermost of all the video game systems now?
Yeah, Xbox, PlayStation 2. I mean, they're kind of dead heat. I think Xbox is better, but a lot of people would tell you PS2 is a better system.
One of those things I've just completely lost touch with. I didn't even know. I had sort of assumed, because I don't have chillins of my own, and so these are sorts of things I'm not ever really up on, but I didn't even know that people were still buying Game Boys. I mean, it's like apparently Game Boys are something you still purchase and use.
Yeah, but they're not like the Game Boys that you used to play with. They're
it's
like
not your grandfather.
No, I mean they're full color. They're interactive between systems. They're they're better than your NES originally was. So
everything's better than my NES. Everything's better than my. You can get video games in a box of Cracker Jacks now that are better than that freaking Dig Dug thing I had to play in the Atari 2600.
Better off playing checkers on a Cracker Barrel or something while doing some whittling.
Whatever happened to playing Parcheesi, you kids?
A former Belgium ambulance driver put his first aid skills to good use by reviving one of his pondfish with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Leo Van Ert is so happy about having saved the life of his cherished koi, he wants to name it after one of his grandchildren. This fellow was hosting a party at his home near the Belgian port of Antwerp when his wife noticed the koi, a spotted Japanese carp, floating near the surface of the garden pond. The longfish was acting funny, swimming and jumping frantically before stopping dead in the water. He figured the koi had a heart attack, took it out of the water to try to resuscitate it, giving it a heart massage before joining lips with the fish. After 15 minutes, the fish smiled, began to move again.
After how long?
15 minutes.
I don't have relatives that I would do resuscitation on for 50. If you're not up and around in like 3 or 4 minutes, I'm going through your stuff.
Well, he gave it a heart massage, too, so that would do something.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, all right. You know, it's
I'm
like
a defibrillator. Oh, we have one of those now.
I apologize to my siblings and my family members in advance, but I'm rolling you for change after 2 or 3 minutes. There's 15 minutes on a fish. All right, well, what are you going to do? All right, we come back. We got Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero coming up. We're going to talk to Steve in Portland, Jim Roop from CNN Radio. Today's Top 5. Jolie from the front desk is on the way. Stay there. Top Dr. Nettie. Okay, it's okay. Don't go anywhere.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, Mary Jo was the talk of the town. Homecoming, freed from Puget Sound. The belle of the bar, the belle of the ball. She was the one that was wanted by all. I proposed to her underneath that neon light. Mary Jo accepted. It was the happiest night of my life. I gave her that ring, hoping she'd be true to me. But I soon found it was drunk sincerity. I'm waiting for my love to return. I don't know why I try to keep this all alive. It's slowly taking time like a knife. Now well it's been 30 days since I've been in this drunken haze. My heart is broken in two. Down.
phone whistle blown, I put that gun in my head. But I'm waiting for my love to return. I don't know why I try to keep it up alive. It's going in the cut like a knife. Now, well, it's been 30 days since I've been in a sunken. My heart is broken in two. Well, I said, oh, America, I wish I never fell in love with you.
All right, so Rick Emerson Show, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955, direct from the kissing booth at the listener party last Thursday. There's Paul and the rest of the guys in the Dry County Crooks. Their new CD is called The One That Got Away. That's the first cut. It's called Mary Jo, I Wish I Never. And we got some copies of that we'll give away later on. DryCountyCrooks.com as well, if you want to find that more info on those guys. You can always tell. We get stuff, and I'll tell you this. We get stuff sent to us all the time. We get bands that are just constantly sending us CDs and just handing us stuff. And you can always tell. If people always want to know kind of what we listen to and what our taste is. You can always tell what we're into, because it's the stuff we latch onto and then play to death. So if you ever kind of want to know what the style of music is we go for on the Rick Emerson Show, it's always the stuff that we sort of glom onto, you know, and keep coming back to. So there you go, Dry County Crooks. It's called The One That Got Away. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. In just a moment, we'll welcome to the show our good friend in Los Angeles, Jim Roop. Plus, Will, this is in Portland, Steve, here on Hot Talk at 80KOTK. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick, I think they need to use a little more discretion on who they let take those nuclear density gauges home.
Wouldn't you think so, wouldn't you? It's, you know, it's one of those things, well, you can have it for the night, but bring
this
it back
like
in the morning.
This is like the third one they've lost. I mean, it's either getting stolen out of some back to somebody's pickup truck at some low-rent apartment complex in the southeast side, or falling off the back of a truck and it's not secured down, you know?
Guys. There was a thing that happened in my hometown a few years ago where a guy had just taken home a bunch of, like, spent plutonium rods or something. It was like some, literally, it was like a box of, like, plutonium-laced metal rods that the guy had just wanted to take home, but, I don't know, it was like a Halloween decoration or something, or if they were having a particularly unusual scavenger hunt they wanted to make difficult. But, you know, and then they just found him laying in a ditch rusting away, you know, in his backyard when he moved out.
Like Homer Simpson's running the checkout department of these devices.
Sir,
you know?
It's not unlike the former Soviet Union, where I think for like $3 on any given street corner, you can buy plutonium, this, you know, with chunks the size of basketballs. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go, Steve in Portland. We'll get Will here in just a short while. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. A man in Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, boss. How are you?
Friend, I am rolling. That's what I'm doing. Let me ask you a couple things. First of all, let's talk about Kira Phillips on CNN. Do you think, and I'm just asking you to speculate, I'm not saying you have what the Mormon Church would call perfect knowledge of this. Do you think that Kira Phillips is given the discretion to pick her own kind of outfits, or do you think that CNN directs her in what style to dress?
Based on my own experience, I think we are responsible for what we wear.
So you would say that she's basically just kind of a hoe then, because no, which I mean in the most positive of, see, people have to get acclimated to the Rick Emerson Show and to understand that things that might be seen as a pejorative in other contexts and on other radio programs are not here.
Anderson Cooper, they tell him what to wear.
Anderson Cooper, you know, God, I'm no one to point fingers, because I've had my share of radio programs that were badly done and went south. But that's a guy who is in completely over his head. And I'm not asking you to agree or disagree. You probably want to recuse yourself from any comment there. I like Anderson Cooper, but that's a guy. They've given him a nightly show on CNN. And that guy is so lost. When you put him on camera, he has bitten off more than he and his entire family could chew with that show. It's too bad, because he's just so completely and totally out of his element when he gets on there at night, which is, you know, which is regrettable, because he's a good guy. He obviously knows what he's talking about, but they... Yeah, that's a guy that should not have been given. They're trying to make him far hipper than he really is. He's the thing about Anderson Cooper, in my estimation, is that he's just kind of a tool, you know? He's just sort of a nerd, which is fine. I mean, there's a huge market for people like sort of nerdy, geeky news guys. See Jeff Greenfield as an example. But that's Jeff Greenfield's a guy who's never tried to be cutting edge or hip, and they're trying to do it with Anderson Cooper, and it's failing on almost every level. But getting back to Kira Phillips, though, she's got this outfit on today. She's got the tight white blouse, full on, like, not studded, but like a leather jacket with these big metal buttons on over. Black leather jacket. And then she's got this like rhinestone choker on, and it looks like she just walked out of like, what is that store in Hollywood, that trashy lingerie? Looks like she just walked out of like one of Larry
like Frederick's
clothing stores. Yeah, you know, walked out of the Hustler store.
Hustler shop, man.
I mean, which I love personally. I'm a big fan of that. But I'd like to know if they're trying to sex her up for the ratings or if she's just, you know, if she's just a naughty little girl. You know,
I don't know anything about TV wardrobe. I'm just a radio guy.
All right. Well, I'm saying, you know, if you happen to come across that information, you just.
Well, look, I have a bank of questions for my next trip to Atlanta that you have given me to ask anyway, so I'll just add that to the list.
Yeah, so what's up with Pat St. Clair? B, is that Gary Baumgarten's real voice? C, you know, so it's, yeah, just let us know what you find
Gary
out there.
Gary Baumgarten.
Before we get to this thing about the fires, because the fires are pretty much under control now, right?
Yeah, yes, they are.
And so I guess that's a little bit ahead of schedule because we thought that it was still
going
to
be. Yeah, we thought it was going to burn until Saturday.
But that's kind of the weather gods just smiling on us, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. It has been very cold, very moist.
And there have been no real substantial losses since late last week?
Well, they found two other people had heart attacks. They figure is as a result of them seeing the hole that used to be their home.
Are you kidding?
No, just I'm not kidding you. That was yesterday.
Going home and, no, my house is around here somewhere. And then
I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth.
And then it's just a smoldering cinder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well,
I mean, it is truly weird to see the devastation. When you go there, it's like looking at a World War II photograph. And then all of a sudden there'll be this spank of color where one house somehow survived all the devastation around it. It's very strange.
Did you say a spank of color? A
spank of color.
What is that? A term that I was going to feel like it was something the babysitter taught you when he was a young man. So what did have they even tried to put a dollar value on what this fire did?
Not yet, no. They're guessing it's well above the $2 billion mark.
Jesus. And is it a federal disaster area?
Yes. So there'll be some federal dollars taken from somewhere to be given to California.
Great. So I should just tell my grandparents they're not going to get food again this month.
They're not getting nothing.
You guys in the military, you're overpaid as it is. We're just going to dock your salary a little bit more.
Yeah, you get free meal and cot. What are you looking for?
That's Jim Roop who said that, by the way. You guys down there at the base. Is it true that they're getting rid of lap dances?
Well, there's a controversy around that. The city council had banned any contact with the customer from the dancer. However, the adult entertainment industry has come out and collected twice the amount of signatures it needs to put this before the people in a referendum on a ballot. So it looks like either the city council in Los Angeles will take back their decision, or it will actually go to the people and it will pass. I mean, the lap dance ordinance will fail, rather, and the lap dance will be allowed. So yeah. There are enough people out there who need that contact, Rick.
Enough people in here, too. It's not just out there. It's
yeah,
right
it looks
here.
Like, it looks like that short ban on lap dance is not going to work. I mean, the adult entertainment industry is too huge. It's too big. It's too much money. And for them to lose that kind of money, basically, if you restrict the space or you lengthen the space between the dancer and the customer by 6 feet, that severely shrinks the amount of square footage of that establishment.
It really does.
So there's all kinds of crap going on about that, and therefore another spank of color and all of that would be a referendum before the people, and the people will vote that ordinance down.
The spank of color leading to
we're just going to spank everybody.
Leading to the stroke of color later. But as somebody once said, you know, if the people were all that opposed to the adult entertainment industry, Larry Flint wouldn't live in a 64,000-square-foot house.
Oh, that's true.
You know? All right, there you go.
And his office in the heart of Beverly Hills is just amazing.
Yeah. Have you been to his casino?
No.
The Hustler, because I guess that's where Ben Affleck goes and drops all his cash. But that's on my short list of things I got to see the next time I go back to California. All right, there's CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Best news person that side of... The best person, what is it? What would our bell say? East of the... It's not the Rockies. East of us?
Well,
west of us.
He'd be west of the Rockies. He'd be south of us.
I was trying to make some sort of joke, Jim Roop, relative to our position here and the fact that he's good.
South of our border.
Just take those, I don't know, take those component parts and make your own kind of funny joke later. Let's talk to our good friend Will. What's up, man?
Hey, it is Wilton from the Night Watchers, actually.
Will from the Night Watchers, the guy that did the reggae version of the Snuff Watch.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to totally agree with you on the Simon and Garfunkel. Oh, man, I was blown away.
It was complete. It sounded any better than they had any right to. A, because those guys are both, I defend that they're 62. And, I mean, in the Rose Garden, which is I had assumed would be terrible sound because those places were always big and echoey and boomy. And I've seen a couple shows there that were awful. And but, I mean, the sound was just crystal clear.
It was beautiful, gosh.
Like on Sound of Silence, where it's just the two of them and old friends at the beginning. It was just two guys singing and a guitar. I mean, it was just bell clear. You could hear every note.
Thought it was great.
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention to you about the, not to dwell on the listener party again, but I had a great time at the listener party.
Were you another guy who got groped by one of the 1080 guys?
I didn't get groped.
Let me just tell you this. I read this email yesterday from a guy whose name I withheld, just because, you know, you never know. And he didn't say which girl it was, but he said that, like, a 1080 girl walked by, he complimented her on her outfit, she gives him a hug, next thing you know, they're, like, full-on, like, macking it out right there on the floor, and then she just kind of says, okay, and, like, walks away, and he's like, splendid. Job well done. You know, and it was so he was. But then I read that email. Then I got emails from like nine more guys. Like, dude, that happened to me too. One of the 1080 girls came by and just full on kissed me. So you know, it's like a 1 in 3 chance it happened to you. So.
Yeah. Well, a guy that was dressed like you were last year, the Clockwork Orange outfit, him and some other friends feeling no pain, asked me to pose for a picture with them as Samuel L. Jackson.
You were in the Black Beret. You were there as Ordell Roby from Jackie Brown, right?
I was there as myself, but
there's your bad self.
The alcohol somehow made them think I was Samuel L. Jackson,
Excellent.
I politely posed with a picture for him.
There you go. All right, there you go. There's Will from the Night Watchers. Now we got the backward term Black Beret. I thought he was Ordell Roby. Well, okay. Stand corrected. All right. He was just there as a big badass. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-737-5955. More on the way, including a penis watch. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You know, and that call is both great. That's the mixed blessing right there. Because on the one hand, the guy, of course, just, you know, he looks like Sam Jackson. Everybody's, you know, wants to get their picture. He looks like a badass. On the other hand, how lame does that make us? Bunch of white people in a room. There's a black man in a beret. We assume he's Sam Jackson. No. No, he looks just like Sam Jackson. I can't tell the difference. How embarrassing is that? All right, here's Sarah at the traffic.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. This one comes from Michael. Dude, what do you mean Sam Jackson? I thought that guy was Avery Brooks, you know, Hawk. All right, just going to let that stand on its own. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. There's from Alan. Subject line, MILF. Rick, sorry I missed the party. Was there a human sacrifice? More or less. P.S. Why is Christy Cannon on your weblog? What exactly is a MILF? Did Matt have the air conditioner turned on high that day? Alan and the Couve. Alan's a lot of questions here to answer. Not Christy Cannon. She's Adrienne, one of our 1080 girls. MILF. Mom, I'd like to F. And no, Matt did not have the air conditioning turned on high that day. As far as I know, I think it was strictly the sheer arousal of being in the same room as Matt Peterson that caused whatever sort of excitement.
I had a small fan blowing, but no AC.
Yeah, so there you go. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Hey, CNN, by the way, CNN TV is just lousy today with this rock the vote thing. Rock the vote is an embarrassing phrase that grows more embarrassing, tiresome, and dated.
It was an old MTV thing.
It was. Tabitha Soren. Tabitha Soren rocking the vote. Which
Man, Kurt Loder's still there. Whatever happened to Tabitha Soren?
Guy is like a waxy, embalmed corpse,
oh,
Kurt Loder.
He's so gross.
I mean, I...
He's so... I mean, no offense, but he's just so old to be...
He
know,
really is.
This. Especially if they have 16-year-old kids on TV.
Kurt Loder's like 60. People don't really realize how old he is. I mean, not that you can't do productive things at 60, but I'm saying he must have some honey of a deal there because it's like... You know, MTV is like Menudo, man. It's like you hit 16 and they blow your ass out of there. I don't know how Kurt Loder... I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that Kurt Loder's a well-respected figure in the world of rock journalism. I mean, he, you know, he wrote for Rolling Stone. I mean, he's Kurt Loder. I mean, he's, you know, he's a giant. Probably one of the greatest and most famous living rock journalists. But MTV is like so youth-obsessed. Unless he's just one of those guys that's been there forever, and he's been there for so long that the audience has never known a time without him, and so they just accept him.
He's like their Bob McNabb.
Maybe that's I guess that's what he is.
It's not a bad thing.
I have some point, though. Yeah, Tabitha Soren, rock the vote. Embarrassing. Here's Tim Riley.
Oh, and they're listening to us at CNN because Judy Woodruff is wearing a turtleneck today.
Covered up that unfortunate...
Now you can look at her.
Covered up that unfortunate wrinkly business of hers. Yeah.
And she's kind of wearing like a Page Boys red jacket for some reason.
Yeah, it's a bad color combination, though. She's got that weird... She's got like this hot pink, like Angora sweater thing on or something. It's like some weird bizarre Ed Wood getup she's wearing today. All right, it's Tim Riley.
She's ready to rock the vote.
Yes.
Oh, but before I forget, Art Garfunkel's going to be 62 tomorrow.
Okay, 62, which means, I think it's Paul Simon's birthday, too. I think they share the same day. It's either them that shares the same day or like Hagar and Roth or somebody. There's some rock duo that shares the same birthday.
And Tatum O'Neal's going to be 40.
Tatum O'Neal's going to be 40? You know who's going to be 40? You know who is 41 today? Who wants to feel old?
I'm already old.
Who?
Doesn't bother me.
Who wants to feel... Who in my generation wants to feel older? You know who's 41 today? I don't even like to say it. 41 today. Ralph Macchio, ladies and gentlemen. The Karate Kid. 41. 41 years young today.
There's nothing wrong with 41.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with 41. I'm saying to me, though, he's like eternally 16, though. Taking Elizabeth Shue to the freaking Coney Island thing or whatever. I guess it's not Coney Island.
In that yellow convertible.
In that yellow convertible.
He waxed on and waxed on.
Yeah. All right. Let's not sit and get all maudlin about the Karate Kid because that's just stupid.
Ike Turner is going to be 72.
Ike Turner could still beat your ass. Ike Turner, 72, still feed you cake forcibly.
Anybody else here? Johnny Greenwood of the Radioheads is going to be 32.
No one knows or cares.
Okay. Let's move along here and do the Battle Watch.
Here's your Battle Watch for Tuesday on the Rick Emerson Show.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever
won
a war by dying for his country. Won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Whoop-a-bye-boom-bam.
Three people wounded today in what appears to be a mortar or missile attack near the U.S.-led coalition compound in Baghdad. According to a Pentagon spokesman, all three of the wounded were coalition members. One of the victims was treated at the scene, two others taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, before the president commented on the war today, he told what good things he can do for California fire victims. He was visiting the El Cajon area outside of San Diego. He said he was there to give hugs.
You know, the best thing I can do is to listen and hug. And
hug?
Empathize as best as I can empathize. It's very difficult for me to put myself in their position.
I don't want George W. Bush hugging me or anybody near me.
He was there to give hugs.
That's what we all long for, is to be hugged by some creepy reptilian guy.
And he tells the families that that Chinook helicopter crashed, their sons gave the ultimate sacrifice.
A noble cause, which is the security of the United States. A free and secure Iraq is in our national security interests. We are at war. And it's essential that the people of America not forget the lessons.
Wait a minute.
I thought we weren't at war anymore. The war was over.
I swear to God, the war ended like 4 months ago. He was there. He was on a boat. He said it.
No, he meant the boat did a job well done. The boat floated back to America.
The plane that landed him there did a good job.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're not back to major fighting, though, in Baghdad.
They want us to leave. Because they know that a free and peaceful Iraq in their midst will damage their cause. And we will stay the course. we'll do our job.
1,000 points a line.
On the bright side, Saddam's out of power.
Well, he's no longer running the country. He's no longer got rape rums. No longer raping young girls, having young girls raped. Because their families don't agree with him. He's no longer torturing people.
Again with the rape rooms. Note that he didn't even say rape room this time. He said rape room. Can you play that again?
Sure.
He says it's like a full-on Shining thing he's doing there. He says rape room.
Hear that again.
Well, nope. He's no longer running the country. He's no longer got rape rums. No
rape rum. Is that a particularly virulent type of Fort Lauderdale drink or something?
He's no longer running the country. He's no longer got rape rums. No longer raping young girls, having young girls raped because their families don't agree with him. He's no longer torturing people.
Okay. You come to our weekend Spodey.
You disagree with me.
Rum.
Come to the rape room.
Yeah. All right. It's just, all right. I got nothing.
That's today's
battle watch for Tuesday on the Rick Emerson Show.
Americans play to win all the time. Americans love a winner. Now we have the best spirit and the best men in the world. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war.
All right. I wonder if the rape room is right next to, like, if there's, like, a flogging nook or something right next to that. We got more on the way, including Penis Watch. Clyde Lewis, News at Ground Zero, is going to be your top five songs from today in 1985. Jolie from the front desk. More of your phone calls. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.